Welcome to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour.
Hey folks, and how are you doing today? Now, today we are joined by the fantastic Dom Fenton. And actually, I haven't even said what podcast we're on, because we could be on a multitude of podcasts between us. So I think between us, we've got about six going on at the moment. Welcome to the Grow Radio Show. My name's Gary Jones, and today I am joined by this fella just here, Dom Fenton. Dom, how are you doing?
Yeah, very good, Gary. Looking forward to our conversation today. And it's a beautiful sunny day. Happy to be here and happy to talk podcasts.
I think, to be fair, we talk podcasts on a weekly basis. You've got three podcasts. You're a busy chap. You've got three podcasts. You've got Panel on People, Power of a Hobby, and The Charity Connector, which we'll talk about individually, but just for the people, just before we go into the podcasts, I think it's really useful for people to know a little bit about you and about why you do things and, you know, how you help people. So, Dom, tell us a little bit about yourself before we dive into the podcasts.
Thank you, Gary. So my business name is The Activity Connector. I also work for a charity called Panathlon Challenge. And I'm involved in working with schools, working in education, working with communities, working with charities, and have a team of people and other businesses that I help connect to organisations to support them in training. But also trying to inspire people through mental health. I do some workshops around mental health, and just in the process of launching a few men's mental health projects and conferences. Yeah, plus some podcasting. So just a little bit.
Busy
just chat. A little bit.
But the beauty is that without knowing what you do, the podcast could look like they're in isolation, but they're not. They're all tackling the same kind of issues. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So part of my story just growing up is being involved in and having an outlet and being involved in sport. And that's originally where the Power of a Hobby came from. So without my hobby of rugby, bottom line is I wouldn't be here. And so lockdown approached and I ended up launching the Power of a Hobby. Been working with that with Gary, and then Panathlon is involved as well, and we run sports events for children with special needs and additional needs all over England and now Wales and Northern Ireland. So I was then asked to help set that one up, and obviously then brought Gary in. Panathlon's a charity. I work with other charities. So then through what I do and connecting businesses and connecting organisations, I decided to then set up the Charity Connector. And with that one, we just interview charities who come on. They have 20 to 40 minutes, realistically, time to talk about what they do, why they do what they do, what their challenges are, and what support they need. So there is an intrinsic line through all of it. All of that is about inspiring others and helping others, and also trying to raise awareness of lots of different issues. We've had some brilliant guests on The Power of a Hobby. Majority of the people I've had on Panathlon, I've probably worked with on projects. And also the charities, I talk to charities every day. So it's great to give them a platform to come and talk about what they do as well.
Mm. And what I love about all three of your podcasts is that they are different. They're covering different topics. You could get the same person on each of them and you would cover different aspects of their lives and give the listeners and the viewers different insights, which is great, because obviously with all three podcasts, you can check it out on Grow Radio, but also you can check it out on YouTube. Dom uploads, we upload all the videos up into his YouTube channel to get those all sorted. And Panel of Challenges have got their own YouTube channel as well, which is all good. And you can also listen to them on Grow Radio as well, but also Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and whatever podcast platform you listen to, you can find it. And if you can't, let us know and we'll get it on there. It's as simple as that. We will do. But I love the fact that at the time of recording, we've got episode 29 released of Power of the Hobby. So that will be out by the time this goes out. And we're on around episode 8 or 9 of the Charity Connector, and about episode 7 or 8 of, actually no, about no, 8 or 9
maybe a couple more,
of Pan Off on People. And so there is a little bit of now of a library of content on each of those. Obviously, we're talking here to talk about podcasts, and we're talking about your 3 podcasts. Now, people will hear that you've got 3 podcasts, and they might jump to the conclusion of, this is all you do, or this is, how do you manage 3 podcasts? And so I want to delve into that a little bit now, in terms of how you actually record it, and how you manage to fit podcasting into your very, very busy life. Because what Dom hasn't said, that he's traveling around the country doing these events, lives where we don't need to know where you live, your full address, but where you are now compared to where you are, where do you live, just literally at this precise moment, where are you now and where are you living
at the moment? I'm only probably about an hour away from where I live, because obviously it's summer holidays, so at the time of obviously us recording this, but as you said, I generally travel about 500 miles a week, and a lot of the time I'm away from home. So I do 500 miles a week. I'll be in a hotel maybe 3 days a week, depending on, again. And if I need to, I record in the evenings. I also do, I'll do motorway services, because I'm a, as well as doing what I do, I'm a trustee as well for an academy trust in Essex. And a lot of their meetings are like 5 o'clock. So sometimes I'll be in my hotel ready, but sometimes I'll be in a quiet corner of a service station, sitting on my laptop, headphones on, doing what I need to do. But I think for me, it's a lot of it. I originally did the Power of a Hobby just for something to do. Because it started within, and we only met through lockdown, through online networking. So, just being a guest on Paul Newton's show. And I was just sat there and went, can I do a podcast? And obviously spoke to yourself. And it was very much a case of just do it. Because, again, too many people worry about making it perfect. I'm not... not one of them. what annoys me, but frustrates me, is when we keep talking and nothing happens. So a lot of the things that I do, I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to do it. And that's what happened. And all of a sudden you put out, and obviously because of my, a lot of talks I do and stuff around that is around hobbies and the mental health and stuff like that. That's where the Power of a Hobby came. And it was literally just, I spoke to you and you went, we had a chat about it and what the format should be and those sort of things. And it's great, because actually the format hasn't changed for any of my podcasts. No. I do the same sort of intro bit. I do the same sort of thing. I have someone who does the same voiceover for all of it. So we've got Nick Field, obviously, who does the voiceovers for it as well. And it was this case of pressing record on my laptop and interviewing people. It's great, because I've had some really, really interesting guests on. And actually, it's made me, because rugby was always my hobby, almost podcasting's become my new hobby. Because I had to retire from playing sport or rugby 6 years ago, I haven't been able to find another hobby. So almost the podcasts have become that for me. But it's been really interesting. It's given me a want to actually go and try different things. which is, again, but that's very much down to time. But I do think it's about of being open to just record and just give it a go. Because you find your path in terms of how you want to do things. You find your how you want to interview people. There are talks about another podcast, but again, that will be with someone else. So all three at the moment are me interviewing people, which is great. But again, it's having that time. But because I'm on the road, if I'm in a hotel, I can do it from a hotel room. I can do it from a house. I can do it from a coffee shop. I've pretty much done it from most places in that sense. And it's just having an hour just to be able to have a chat with them, because I don't really tell them what the questions beforehand. And then we go from there, because I like them just to think, be able to think on the spot a little bit rather than have pre-planned answers. But yeah, and I think the beauty for me is having you, because actually I do the fun bit. I do the fun bit of interviewing people and just chatting to people. And then obviously we transfer it over to you. Yeah. And let you make the magic happen, which is that's where the final version comes out, and you upload it, and all of a sudden it's on YouTube or it's on Spotify. So yeah, but you always, I'd always say, if you're going to do podcasting, unless you're going to edit yourself, always have a Gary.
I'm just going to take that clip. That's my social stuff now for the rest of the year. You give me plastered all on there. But the beauty is, folks, that when Dom kind of says he does the fun stuff, for me, the editing and stuff is the fun stuff as well, because I'm getting to hear these conversations before anyone else. So for someone who's nosy like me, that's great, because I'm actually getting to hear the conversations there. It does mean, however, Dom does send me up to 6 or 8 or 10 we transfer files over 2 days, because he's literally just done a big block of stuff, which goes on to my next question about kind of consistency. And obviously, you don't produce these every week. Power of a Hobby gets released every month. Panopticon People gets released every 6 weeks or so. And Charity Connector gets released every couple of weeks now. So everyone's got different, slightly different frequencies. But how do you remain consistent? Because looking back, you first released an episode on March 2021. So you've been doing it now for at the time of recording, 3.5 years or so. How do you remain consistent?
I think it's... Bizarrely, I generally did it initially for fun. And that's why I did it as a bit of a, actually, let's just see where it goes. It's now become part of my business. So I'm now looking at sponsorship and other stuff. And that, so actually that makes you do that a little bit. But for me, it's just about having a conversation, enjoying that conversation. We as I say, we chat a lot about it, and we've adjusted the times that things go out, and we've, because the Power of a Hobby was a bit up and down, and I was like, actually, let's do one a month because I know it works. But it's sort of with the Charity Connector, I did probably 10 episodes quite quickly. So we can actually say, actually, let's do it for every fortnight. Let's do that every fortnight. And I think it is, I do block chunks. So if I've got spare time, I'll just say, I've got Leonie's my PA. So she'll go out. And if we've got people who are interested, we'll go out and we'll get a batch recorded. So I might be open the diary, look at the next 3 weeks and go, oh, I've got 5-6 podcasts. If they want to come on, I've had a few people who want to come on all three. Certainly two of them, certainly the charity, because that's because I talk to charities all the time, and they're not even just charity, they're non-profits, they're social enterprises, those sort of things. So I talk to them a lot anyway, and I work with some, and you know, I'm doing some public speaking for a few of them and stuff as well. So I'm in constant communication with them, but also I'm very flexible about it. I'm not, as long as I know I've got probably 3 or 4 episodes covered, because I think at the moment, The Power of a Hobby, we're almost close up to Christmas already.
We are, yeah.
So the next probably month, I'll be looking at maybe 5 or 6 episodes of that. So if people want to, if people have got a hobby that they want to talk about, then they can drop me a line and obviously come on it. The Charity Connector, we're up to, I've got 3 or 4 that are in the pipeline. I've got another 4 charities lined up to do the talks. It is just about trying to keep ahead of the game a little bit. Panathlon, actually, I was having a conversation about yesterday. So I've now lined up another 3 guests for that. So it is just keeping an eye on the dates that you've got and when you've got people. But again, if you've got sponsors, then actually you need to be looking at that, because you need to give them value for money. I was never one to look at numbers of downloads and stuff like that. It never played into my mind, but you start to get sponsors. That's something potentially you need to look about. All depends on what they want out of it as well. I want to help charities, I want to help sports clubs, I want to help organizations with hobbies and stuff like that. If there are different things that come on, I probably have different thoughts about the direction than other people. But at the moment, it's just about probably keeping 4 or 5 episodes ahead of yourself. And then go from there.
To be fair, I think if most podcasts do that and have a future plan, whether that is a couple of episodes or a couple of months or whatever kind of frequency they do or they work towards, it's a good plan. It's a good idea, because at least then you're always ahead of track. And if something happens to you where your energies are taken away from the podcast, you've got it in the back. You've got them in the back, which is always a nice place to be. Always a nice place to be. If people wanted to check out The Power of a Hobby, The Charity Connector, or Panathlon People, have you got any particular episodes of each of them where you think, yeah, this is a good jumping on point? Because you've got 28 episodes, 29 by the time this is released on The Power of a Hobby. Have you got any kind of standout episodes that you think that's the one to listen to? This is where Dom squirms.
Yeah, I'm not sure, really. To be honest, I think there's, for me, there has to be something in every episode. And because they're all so different, the fact that if you were, for example, the Hunger Project on the Charity Connector, I'd never heard of them. So actually, for me, I almost sat there in awe going, wow, okay. You're doing that much. But actually, it's not to say all the other podcasts on that one up, because actually every single charity and every single organization is completely different. Mm-hmm. So they all have, you've got other areas where they may be a local charity, but they're doing so much for that locality. So from that point, probably the Hunger Project is the one that I sat there and went, wow, okay. But I know that the future ones are coming are really, really good. Mm-hmm. So from the Charity Connector, I'm really proud of that podcast, as much as it's my newest one. I'm really proud of that one. I'm proud of Panathlon, because I love what we do. So actually being able to have people come on and talk in a great way about the organization and what it means and the impact is what I adore, and which is why I do what I do. Mm-hmm. But then also, I think it was Naomi on The Power of a Hobby. And I'm not sure if it was on the podcast or a conversation I had with her afterwards, but by the end of it, there was a big smile, and it was a case of going, well, it's not often you get to talk for 25 minutes, half an hour, about something you love to do. And for me, that says it all, because actually hobbies should be that something for you. So whether it's probably Dan was the first one with the steel drums. That was I'm proud of that because that was the very, very first one I did. You then obviously got Naomi with that. But again, all of those are really interesting because they're all different hobbies. You came on it, Gary, and it's great having different guests on talking about different things, because you know what, too many adults don't have hobbies. They think they're for when they're kids, and it's not. They're actually hobbies. We all need hobbies. With the launch of a mental health conference, actually part of that is about trying to see what hobbies people want to do to support their mental health, and why we should still put stuff like that and do stuff like that, because that's just for us individually. And I get really passionate about that, because there's so many adults who don't have hobbies. And actually, I think almost we're in a bigger time where we need a hobby now as an adult than we did as a child, just because the amount of stress we go through and other stuff in life. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's necessary. I'm proud of Dan's one, because it was Dan Sadler's one, because it's the first one we ever did. And I just think actually there'll be something from every single podcast.
I agree.
And what I want people to do is smile throughout it, hear it, find out, because there are some sad stories within the Hobbies podcast and the Power of a Hobby, because of actually why people turn to their hobby, or why they've turned mm-hmm. their hobby into a business. But yeah, I'm always looking for different hobbies. I'm always looking for people to come on with different stories, different hobbies, because it can get quite deep, because my story is deep in terms of why rugby's been a massive part of my life. You know what? I love seeing people smile on it. I love seeing actually I think the latest one as we're talking is Dave Heffernan.
Yeah, got released right at the time of recording. Got released a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
there will be another one going out probably either before, just after, around this kind of time.
Yeah, and that was really powerful.
Because
actually, there's some real emotion in that one when he's talking about some of the stuff that he's doing.
Yeah,
and I was just like, and that gets to me, because if it gets to people, I'm just like, what? You know what? This is part of the reason we do this. Because actually, there should be emotion coming out. There should be these things happening. I'm just proud of what we do. I'm proud of what, and when I say we, it's we, you and me, because actually, we are the ones doing the podcasts. It's going to continue for as long as I can keep talking. Mm. And my God, people who know me know I can talk for England. So there's a longevity there. So don't worry about that.
Good. I'm glad, because it's a fun part of my job to be able to help people who are passionate about sharing people's stories, which you are. That feeds into my why of helping people tell their stories. And it's a great way of doing it. And I just want to echo that. Dom, when he interviews people, he allows people time to breathe, time to think, time to speak. And even though he doesn't give much information before going on, his interviews can go quite deep, and he covers a hell of a lot of topics on Power of a Hobby. And there's some, I'm listening to them, and he always starts with the same question for Power of a Hobby. Which is
that one moment where I've forgotten what does the power of a hobby mean to you?
Which is a great question, because it opens it up straight away to give them ownership of what a hobby means to them. It's brilliant. But he doesn't, after that, then he goes into a hobby. So I'm listening, I'm going, what is it? What's their hobby? What's their hobby? Because I don't know what their hobby is until I listen to it. And then suddenly they go, it's this. Now, if I know the person, sometimes I go, oh, yeah, of course it's that. That makes sense, because you talk about it all the time. But some people you have no idea about. But what I love is everyone's got into the hobby in slightly different ways and slightly different, found it at different times in their lives as well. And it's really, it's a nice break away from a traditional kind of, dare I say, interview podcast. It's a different type of one, and it means that people can open up a little bit more. So I'd encourage anyone to, first of all, listen to them, listen to Power of a Hobby, Charity Connector, or Panopticon People. Because Panel from People, by the way, is... The one thing I love about Panel from People and about the stuff that they're doing is they're talking about real-life events, which are... And real-life schools, which are... Well, schools, communities, activities, which are happening right now. And they talk about some of the problems that they face, some of the stuff that they want to go for, and also help out from people, put out from challenges, help those kind of schools and activity providers and communities. And the value and the stories that comes out of it, it just warms my heart. It is just a massive feel-good when I'm listening to them. I think, yeah, fair play, nice one. And then you've got Charity Connector, which is just a sheer focus on charities and shine a light on them. And by the way, folks, I don't charge Dom for the Charity Connector. That is something that we came up together with. And yeah, I'm so proud that we have got a podcast that shines a light on charities. And I'm really happy that Dom is the presenter and the host for it, because it just works so well. So Dom, that's what we've got going on at the moment.
Yeah.
What's next? What have you got lined up over the next year or so? I'm not going to ask you 5-10 years because, frankly, that's world domination and I haven't got the time in the podcast to talk about that. Yeah. But what are you coming up in the next few months, next year?
In podcast world or in just general world?
Both.
So
shout out about anything you want to. Obviously, there's some stuff you can't talk about, which is all good, but shout about what you want to do, what you want to shout out about.
Right. So mental health is a massive one for us. We just launched the book, the first date for mental health conference in Essex on the 8th of March 2025. So a lot of my direction is now heading towards that. Obviously, Panathlon still, we work with 60,000 children around the country, and that's building as we go. I suppose a lot of focus from a podcast point of view. I want to do some live podcasting. I want to do some not face to face. Obviously, we do a lot over Zoom, but I want to do a little podcast tour, and that's still on my pipeline. They're probably the biggest things at the moment. Things are just moving in a very quick timeline at the moment. We're now looking at a men's mental health conference up in the north somewhere. So I'm having a couple of people look at some venues and stuff for there. Because actually, I don't know many men's mental health conferences, if any. So from a business point of view, that's what we're looking at, is our next round and going to events. Because I run events anyway with Panathlon. And I've run other events as well with other companies. Yeah, that's the direction. We're looking at some men's mental health programs. We're looking at some bushcraft. We're looking at some snooker and pool programs. We're looking at some angling programs as well. So, yeah, there's lots in the pipeline. And again, it's for me, it's just getting through that next. I normally take month by month or sort of quarter by quarter. But obviously the big stuff now is the conference and stuff like that, because actually that, and again, that's going to be lived experience. It's not going to be anyone with the sort of background in terms of therapists and counselling and stuff like that. It's more people, men getting up on stage, or even we're also looking at someone who's lived with someone with mental health illness. So, yeah, that's about lived experience. It's about inspiring. It's about going, actually, you know what, providing people with hope. We're going to be working with local providers who offer men's mental health workshops or weekly sessions and things like that, so they can come and exhibit as well. So that's where we're at the moment. I think podcasting will just continue. So if people are interested in coming on, if you're a charity interested, drop me a line. If you've got a hobby and you want to come and talk about it, if you go and have a listen to all the other ones, and I'm trying to keep them different, we'll go from there. But if you're interested, then come on and have a chat with me. It is fun, I promise you that. We're looking at some international projects as well at the minute. But yeah, I think the main things at the moment, the mental health conference and the podcasting will continue. I adore that. I love doing that. I love giving people a platform to be able to come on and tell us what they do and why they do it and the impact it has on them and other people. So realistically, probably the next 6 months, next year, next 18 months, those sort of directions. I think that's probably at the moment where we're heading. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting times. It is exciting times.
Yeah. I am so chuffed to be just alongside for the ride for this because it's brilliant. It's brilliant to see where you've come from and where you're going to. The amount of people you're helping is insane. So please, from all of us, thank you. And please carry on because you're providing massive value to everybody. And thank you so much for everything you do.
Right back at you. Right back at you. Because a lot of this wouldn't be done without you. And for me, that's the biggest thing. That's what we need to look at. And it's about collaborating with the right people. You get the right people around you and you can make things happen. You can move mountains. Thank you right back at you.
That's all good. Now, we've been talking for a lot longer than we should have done. So we're going to have to get you back on to talk about it. But to be fair, 30 minutes to talk about 3 podcasts?
That's not bad going.
That's pretty good. I'll take that. So, Dom, thank you very much for your time. Please, folks, check out Panels on People. Check out Charity Connector. Check out Power of a Hobby. And if you are interested, get in touch with Dom. It's quite easy to. Dom, where can people find you online? Shout out your website and your socials and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so probably the best place. So we've got the Activity Connector on Facebook, on LinkedIn. We've got the website, but we're going to be doing some work on that. If you're on LinkedIn, you can find me under Dominic Fenton. Facebook, you can find me under Dominic Fenton. I'm on X as Act Connector. I'm on Instagram as Dom James Fenton or the Activity Connector. But yeah, any platform, you'll find us on there. You'll see our posts going up daily and stuff like that. And then I generally sometimes just do a little, thing and just go, "Hi everyone, it's me," just so no one, because we do a lot of articles and stuff. Now and again, I'll just do a little, "Hi, it's me," so no one forgets what I look like.
All right, I just like the idea of you just doing the video going, "Hi."
Yeah, I've sometimes done that. So just thought I'd check in and see how everyone is. There you go.
Brilliant. Dom, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for today. And yeah, long may it continue. So folks, thank you very much for watching and listening to the Grow Radio Show. Or if you listen to another podcast and you hear this on there, thank you for listening as well. Please connect with Dom. Check out his podcast. Check out his website. Connect with him on all the socials. Until next time, see you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour every hour.